Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Well, welcome along to the Following On podcast from TalkSport 2. Coming to you after the first T20 international between the West Indies and England in Barbados. And it was a big win for the home side. The West Indies getting off to an absolute flyer, winning by 9 wickets with 17 balls to spare. But that doesn't really tell the tale. The West Indies won the toss and elected to bowl, and bowl well they did. England bowled out for 103 in 19 overs and 4 balls. Jason Holder taking his T20 international best of 4 for 7. Sheldon Cottrell weighing in with 2 for 30 from 4 overs, as England only managed to post 103 all out. Chris Jordan top scoring with 28. Adil Rashid with 22. No one else passed 20. Owen Morgan 17. James Vince got 14. So England only had 4 men in double figures. It was a difficult batting performance. Gareth Batty, former England spinner, alongside me at the moment, along with Jared Kimber and Steve Harmison. Let's get Harmy's thoughts first up, though, on the batting card from England. I tell you what, let's go to Gareth while Steve just joins us in a second. Gareth, from an England point of view, how well did the West Indies bowl? And how much of it was a combination of England not batting terribly well, and how much of it was a pitch that actually did quite a bit early doors?
I suppose everything, all of the above that you just mentioned. I think Cottrell and Holder did start very nicely. They swung the ball a little bit, but the fact the pitch had a little bit of inconsistent bounce and a little bit of variable pace, you wouldn't say that was unplayable, but it needed possibly a few more balls. It needed a bit more assessment than what we possibly afforded it. Very easy to say in hindsight, obviously. But if you look at their attack further down, so if you look at who's going to come in with the young left-arm spinner Hoisin, Shepherd, Smith, Pollard, Allen, not as much threat further down. So don't lose those wickets up front, which goes against everything that England have been so successful with. But if you just play in one fashion and you don't adapt to the circumstance, the atmosphere, the pitch conditions in front of you, sometimes you found wanting, and today that was the case. Now, this is not about ripping it up and scrapping what we do. We just sometimes need to swallow up a few more balls and use our skill. There's some wonderful skill in our top three, four even. Roy Banton, Vince Alley. They can all afford to take 10 balls and not score a run. And by the end of their innings, if they face 30 balls, they're all going to strike at 120, 130. They have wonderful hitting ability. Sometimes, if it doesn't happen from ball one, you just have to soak it up a bit. But it wasn't to be today. You know, those guys shouldn't be worried about it. They'll go out and play again tomorrow, hopefully.
Can I just actually, let's wind the clock back even further. Bearing in mind that England have only been in the West Indies for, what, a week? They've had one warm-up game, which they won pretty convincingly. From that point of view, how much of this is almost feels like an early season game, and the fact that sometimes things do go a bit wrong, and actually it's now how they adjust and how they react to what's happened today in tomorrow's second game?
There were certain periods of play where you would have suggested that. Certain periods we looked a little bit rusty in certain aspects. But I think for most of these guys, they've been playing cricket and they play cricket year-round. Lots of them like to take time out as opposed to continually practicing all the time. So you've got to get up to speed, and 2020 cricket is a very unforgiving format of the game. If you get it wrong quite often, there's not a lot of middle ground. You either look amazing or you look poor, and unfortunately, it wasn't to be.
I'll tell you what, let's have a listen in with Jason Holder. He's speaking with Mark Butcher.
Yeah, it just feels good to perform for the team. It was a tough series, the last one we had against Ireland. You know, myself personally, was really happy with my performance. But it's good to bounce back this way. You know, and we've always talked about it in the dressing room, you know, being able to bounce back and, you know, just face adversity front on. You know, so I'm really pleased with the effort that each and every individual put up today.
The bounce you got, did that surprise you? I know you know this ground exceptionally well, but even you must have been surprised at the way the ball carried through in that in those early exchanges.
Yeah, I was happy to see the ball go through the way it did. You know, in the Caribbean these days, sometimes you know you struggle to see the ball go through to that. But I just hope that it remains consistent. I think consistency is the key for us in terms of our pitch preparation. And I was really happy with what we had today, and hopefully it becomes, well, it stays the same.
Backed up extremely well by the fielders as well.
Yeah, it was outstanding. We had a really perfect day, to be honest. There's not much I can really pinpoint that we did wrong. I guess the challenge for us is being consistent and repeating it tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow, no real rest for you. The body's feeling fine. There's only four overs for you. You can bowl all day.
Well, yeah, you know, it's a main thing. You know, I'm up for it. You know, I think the schedule is what it is. You know, we've got a hectic schedule this year. And, you know, just about managing yourself, recovering well, and, you know, being up for each and every challenge.
Okay, well, perfect start for you in this five-match series. Your player of the match, Jason Holder. Well done.
Thanks, Mark.
Fantastic.
Mark Butcher with Jason Holder, and that must be the biggest no-brainer for player of the match after he produces those numbers. 4 for 7 he managed to record with his bowling spell. Let's hear Owen Morgan now in conversation with Butch.
On a wicket two or three days ago. So, again, West Indies, you know, dominated the game early on. We lost early wickets. We didn't seem to adapt well enough in running, which is what you have to do when challenged like that with I suppose movement and a bit of bounce. So we'll have to come back tomorrow, fresh game plan, try and execute it better, because I think conditions have a chance of being very similar.
Now, I know you're not one for making excuses, but you mentioned it there. Once you saw that bounce in the first couple of overs, was there a case of sort of get that message out, try and see off the new ball in the power play and maybe bring back your par score to something like 130 or 140?
Yeah, absolutely. It was something that we spoke about pre-game when we come to the West Indies, probably more so in Barbados and probably one other island in St. Lucia. A little bit more bounce. The only thing we found tricky today wasn't that consistent. But again, trying to get that mindset around risk-reward, we found a challenge today. Hopefully we'll come back better tomorrow and rectify that.
Clearly you've got players in there who have ambitions to be a major part of your T20 setup going forward. What do you say to guys like that after a day like that? I know you're very keen always to accentuate the positive, go out there and play your own game. Are there harsh lessons to be learned there, or is that something you just go do it better next time?
I think it's the nature of international cricket. You get tested, you get, you know, exposed in certain areas throughout the whole of your career. There's some guys that are just starting and this will be their first challenge. I'd be encouraging them to stay as positive as possible. You know, you see past that first 6-7 overs today, regardless of the strike rate you might have had, and you know conditions did get better, so there is that light at the end of the tunnel, but certainly a challenge that we need to get better at.
You know, you were supposed to cheer up the England fans after the Ashes, don't you? Come out here expecting to see the number one side in the world go about their business. They don't have to worry the next four games.
Yeah, here we're trying. We always get great support in the West Indies. You know, today we had a huge amount of fans in the ground. It's great that they came. Encourage them to come back. You know, we're playing Sunday, next Saturday, Sunday, and then again midweek in Wednesday. So we hope to play better cricket in those opportunities, and hope to do them proud.
Okay, right. Thanks, Owen. Thanks,
Bush. Thank you.
To see you tomorrow.
Owen Morgan speaking with Mark Butcher after the game. We'll get the thoughts of Barry Wilkinson in a moment as well. We'll bring in Jared Kimber and Gareth Batty as well. As actually, I just want to raise something here, Gareth. Owen Morgan, before the toss, was talking about having a look at players and trying different combinations out over the course of this series. He's just said there about the slightly different conditions maybe that they've encountered today than what they're expecting. Does that maybe suddenly then change their thinking? Because they might have had a little idea of what they were already planning for tomorrow, but they've just seen the pitch do this. Are they maybe England changing their thinking ever so slightly now?
You would hope not. You would hope that they went into the series with an outcome goal. And if that is to look at certain individuals, you can only assess them on the surfaces that they're playing on, but you still need to assess those individuals, or else you're not going to get the outcome that you required from this period of time. So for me, you've got to stick to your guns and stay strong. And I certainly don't think selection was a problem today. Absolutely not. They're all our sort of next cabs off the rank, for want of a better expression. It just didn't quite work. I think it is as simple as that.
Right, well, let's bring in Barry Wilkinson, our West Indian commentator, at this point, because we're obviously looking at it from an England point of view, slightly deflated. Barry, what a opening to this series from the West Indian point of view. Every island's going to be bouncing up and down after that performance.
Yeah, you want to see it, though, in a bit more consistent fashion. And I think that Jason Holder hit the nail on the head when he said, we don't just want this to be a one-off, we want this to be something consistent, because that has been the issue with the West Indies, their lack of consistency. And the reputation of a lot of these players are at stake. Holder's one, because people have been saying, here it is, the West Indies have got supposedly one of the best all-rounders in the world, and he's just not performing, or he's doing it in shadows. He has to be more consistent, and I think that today is a step in the right direction. He got 4 for 17 when he played against Pakistan in August, did not make the World Cup squad, and many people were surprised. Then there was an injury, he got into the team, and he didn't look his best at the Cricket World Cup, but who did? So, you know, he's back in the side now, looking to stake a claim in this 11, and I think he did that today. He's trying to build his reputation to be a more consistent T20 player. Puran has got a lot to prove, the captain's got a lot to prove, so this series, to me, is going to be about the players living up to their big IPL reputations or franchise reputations, which they have not done for the West Indies.
In terms of what we're likely to see then going forward from the West Indies, we've just heard Owen Morgan, we just mentioned it there, about England are going to have to try and tinker it around. They're going to try and have a look at a few combinations. During the Ireland One Day International series, the West Indies kept the same squad. Do you think it's going to be a settled approach from Kieran Pollard and the management for maybe the first couple of games of this series?
Yeah, most definitely. We didn't see a lot of Odin Smith today. He only bowled one over. Perhaps they might be thinking about rotating Smith, rotating Sheldon Cottrell, not bowl them into the ground, but just have their plays a bit more in a rotated fashion. We still got a lot of cricket to be played. Right after this series, the West Indies head to India for also a T20 and a 50-over series. And you heard Jason Holder speak about what the management is going to be like of their bodies, the management is going to be like of their cricket over the next couple of weeks. So you don't want to play everyone every week. You want to ensure that someone is going to get a week off to get some rest. So this is the squad that they'll be looking for. They wouldn't want to do too much tinkering before the Cricket World Cup in I think it's in October. And I think they're going to keep this squad and keep it going as long as possible to see what is going to be the best combination when they do reach the T20 World Cup in October.
Jared Kimber, our analyst, I'm sure has got some insights with some of the numbers. What did you make of what we've seen then, Jared?
I think it's always important when you see one T20 game to actually understand the sort of fluky nature of it. So that game's basically decided on the first four wickets. Jason Roy got a knee-high full toss. It did swing, and it was fast, but it was a knee-high full toss. He probably backs himself to hit that 9 times out of 10. James Vince got a half-tracker outside off stump, somehow found the field. Again, probably backs himself there. Merlin Ali got a full ball outside off stump that probably gets him out 1 out of 100 times. There was a lot of talk about the bounce and how they didn't handle it, but realistically, three of those first four wickets went from not particularly good deliveries and a little bit of luck there. You have to factor that in. So I think West Indies specifically, they'll be going, okay, we've won this game and that's important, but did we bowl the best in the environment? Jason Holder probably did. Sheldon Cottrell probably didn't. How did we go at the death? We still struggled at the death, even though England didn't have anything left. And England should be looking at that going, that's not going to happen to our top order. You know, that shouldn't happen to our top order again in this series. They're going to have to get us out from here on in. And I think those are important things. If I was working for either of those sides, that's what I'd be pushing. On the West Indies side, I'd be saying, look, we could have actually bowled better here. And on the England side, I'd be saying, that's probably not going to happen again.
The one obvious thing from a batting point of view, we were very on the front foot. We were trying to run down the pitch. We were trying to meet the ball. If there's a lot of bounce in the pitch, get deep in the crease. Let the ball travel further. These guys are super skillful. I think if they'd have let the ball travel further and not gone at the ball quite as much, they maybe would have found it a little bit easier. But as I say, it's very easy to say when you sat off the field and you're not in the heat of battle, because it was a good plan, and you would say it's a good plan as a rule to tall bowlers to get down the pitch because they always have the bounce. So put a bit more sort of momentum on the ball. But I think just on this occasion with the tennis ball bounce and it being indifferent, possibly hanging back, might have been a better approach.
In terms of going forward then, look, we're only one day, if you like, one day of work
into this, Jared. I mean, what did you pick up? What did you note that maybe England can look to work on?
I don't think there's that much for them to work on, because I think there was a fluky element to being four wickets down so quickly. Jason Holder's not going to be 4 for 7. Jason Holder's not a great power play bowler. I think the important thing for England to note is something that Bats mentioned earlier, is that in the second half of the innings, they really don't have a great death bowler in this lineup. They're not even sure who they've gone for. They didn't throw the ball to Odean Smith again. Fabian Allen ended up being their death bowler. That means if England don't lose early wickets again, that they're in a very good position against this West Indies team. So they might just, because of the pitch, go, do you know what? We'll knock it around a little bit more in the power play than we usually would. We don't have maybe quite the long batting lineup we have at other times, and then we can really punish the West Indies at the other end, which isn't their natural game plan, but on these kind of wickets against this kind of bowling lineup, might work.
Well, I'm delighted to say that Liam Dawson is joining us from the England camp after the game. Liam, thank you very much for joining us here on the Following On podcast. Your initial thoughts after that game? It was a strange old game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's always disappointing to lose. But as I said, we obviously didn't get enough runs on the board. It was a tough pitch throughout. But we get another opportunity tomorrow to put that right and learn from tonight.
Were you surprised? I mean, sort of so early on to suddenly see so much carry and bounce. I mean, you did play at the ground in the warm-up game the other day. Did it play particularly different to how that particular pitch did?
Yeah, it's probably a little bit worse tonight. As I said, we didn't get enough runs on the board. 120, 130 on that wicket could have been a different game. So as I said, learn from it and move on to tomorrow night.
From a bowler's point of view, is it a case of, look, we've seen what they've done, do we try and replicate it? Or is it a case of, right, let's stay with our own skills and our game plan, because we know we've got enough quality within the camp to cause them trouble?
No, definitely. I mean, we always talk about sticking to your strengths individually, and you probably don't need to get too funky on a pitch like that. You know, if you're looking to, as a spin bowler, looking to hit the stumps at a good pace, the wicket can do a lot of the work for you.
Hi, Doss. It's Bats, thousands of miles away in the cold. Are you expecting the next four games to be similar surfaces to that?
Oh, I think so. I think historically it spins a little bit here. They might be a little bit better. But, we're going to have to wait and see that it looks the same sort of pitch tomorrow night. We've just got to adapt probably a little bit quicker than what we did today and put some more runs on the board.
Well, I thought you bowled beautifully today, my friend. I've got one bit of advice for you. Do not buy a lottery ticket tonight, because I don't think the gods are with you. I thought you should have had far more wickets in the bag, pal.
Yeah, that's T20. I mean, you can bowl worse than that and pick up three or four, caught on the boundary. But, I've played enough cricket now to understand how the game works. And, hopefully if I play tomorrow night, I can get a few wickets maybe.
Very best of luck, pal.
Thanks, Bats.
Yeah, I mean, four overs, 0 for 12, going at an economy rate of 3 in a T20 international. On the face of that, you'd be absolutely delighted with that, wouldn't you, Liam?
Yeah, of course. It's something I pride myself on. It's looking at my economy and, in T20 cricket, obviously, that's, you don't have much mystery as a finger spinner. So, yeah, as I said, I try and keep things very simple. I'm a very simple cricketer, and hopefully, I can pick up some wickets as the series goes on, potentially.
I know it's not your job in terms of team management and everyone's availability. Obviously, there's been Liam Livingstone, who's been struggling with illness. Do we know whether the squad will be sort of everyone available to pick for tomorrow, Liam, at this stage?
I have no idea, to be honest. I guess I'll just wait and see tomorrow.
Liam, thank you very much for joining us so soon after the game. Really do appreciate your time for joining us here on TalkSport 2. Liam Dawson joining us from the England dressing rooms. And we do thank his time. Steve Harmison is with us on the podcast here as well at this point. Harmy, your thoughts on that one? We started the evening so positive, so full of life, and unfortunately, from an England point of view, that sort of ran out pretty quickly.
Yeah, it did run out pretty quickly. I think the big wicket was Jason Roy. I think when you look at England's batting unit, you've got Banton going in first with Jason, then you've got James Vince. I think Roy was a huge wicket. I think on this sort of surface, you've got two young players or two inexperienced players coming in behind it. It's not the same crash-bang-wallop batting unit that England have had that makes them the best team in the world. And like Jared mentioned just that little bit earlier, new ball bowler in Jason Holder. I think because Jason Roy went so early in the game that there wasn't a chance to sort of have a go at Holder in that fuller length, taking the ball away. He would have been beautiful. Jason Roy would have opened up the offside and he'd have fancied himself, if he had batted another 10, 12 balls, to enjoy facing somebody like Jason Holder on this surface. But it wasn't meant to be. The whole day was a poor day for England. Yeah, full stop. They didn't get enough runs on the board. I thought they were slightly sloppy in the field. I'm not going to criticise the bowlers, because when you've only got 103 runs on the board, yeah, you're trying to take wickets and it didn't happen. But I thought everything about the West Indies, all three facets, I thought the fielding was fantastic. I thought the new ball bowling was excellent. They got the ball to swing, put the ball in good areas. And their batting was not West Indian-like. I thought it was thoughtful. I thought it was disciplined. And I thought they played the situation very, very well, especially big Brandon King.
I know you've been prowling around the place. Do we have any confirmation yet as to regarding the pitch for the second game? Are we going to be using this one again, or is there a fresh pitch available for tomorrow? I'm just thinking that if it's this one again, then England will certainly amend their plans for the second match, from what Owen Morgan was saying at the presentation ceremony.
Well, as I look over my shoulder, Macca, and I'm sitting right behind the surface, and it's just watered. It's absolutely soaking wet. So it is being watered. Whether that's got anything to do with trying to get some more life and more consistency in it, I'm not so sure. The groundsman's watered. There was two pitches to the left of the surface. They've just been watered. The actual ground there, the pitch that we've just been played on, is being watered. And the other two pitches on the other side, it looks as though they're about to be watered. So my guess is as good as yours, whether they're going to play on this wicket or not. It looks as though they're rolling the one which is further to the commentary box's left, which is next to the Grange and Haynes stand, next to the Garfield Sober stand, a very, very short boundary, if they decide to play on that one tomorrow. The talk was the surface was a lot better two nights ago when they played the warm-up game against the Barbados 11. A lot truer. The ball came onto the bat a lot better. And it was easier to score on, hence the way Jason Roy played. But I thought, do you know what? If I was the West Indies, I would play on a surface like this, because it negates all the big shot players that England have got, the power players that England have got. I think it plays more into the West Indies' hands.
Depending, obviously, on Liam Livingstone and his illness being available or not, do you say, right, well, OK, you were our best 11 for the first game. It's a very quick turnaround. Let's give it a go again, because, as I mentioned with Gareth Batty earlier, you know, it is the first game of a tour that's only a few days old. You know, maybe a couple of guys needed just a little bit of a run out to get some mileage into the legs. Do you turn it around and say, right, let's go same again for tomorrow, but maybe just a tweak of the tactics with the 11, or do you see Owen Morgan maybe roll in a couple of changes?
I'd like to see England make a couple of changes. I'd like to see England give the majority of the players that are out here a game. We covered the South Africa series not long ago, Macca, and England played the same side three games in a row, took 16-man squad, five players sitting with, you know, twiddling their thumbs. I'd like to see England give George Garton a go. Saki Mahmood didn't have one of his greatest games, but I'm not going to criticise any of the bowlers, because England just didn't get enough runs on the board. I think if Liam Livingstone's fit, he plays naturally, because he's one of England's top players. I spoke to him before the game and he said he's just starting to sort of keep food down. So whether he'll be ready for tomorrow, I'd be doubtful. I think he might be kept for Wednesday. Do England go with, if Livingstone is fit to play, do England leave a seamer out and go to try and win the game by not needing the extra seamer in, maybe Zaki Mahmood? I'd like to see Tymal Mills open a bowling on this surface. If we play on this surface again, I think Tymal Mills has to open a bowling. Go hard with the new ball, give it a chance to swing and maybe bounce a little bit and put pressure on the West Indian batsman. From a tactical point of view, I look at that, but goes back to the red ball team. If you can't put enough runs on the board, you're not going to win matches. So from a bowling point of view, we always look for bowlers that change up, because you carry more bowlers in your squad. But it'll be interesting, because you can never second guess Owen Morgan and what he's going to do with his tactics and team selection.
Harmy, thank you very much. Steve Harmison, Gareth Batty, Jared Kimber, Barry Wilkinson, joining myself, Andrew McKenna, as the commentary team for this first T20 International. We'll be back for the second game, Sunday evening, 7:30. We are on air for an 8 o'clock first ball. Join us once again for the live commentary, and then join us as well on the Following On podcast for all of the stories. And don't forget, that includes the Cricket Collective, can be downloaded via the Following On feed. Neil Manthorpe and Steve Harmison taking you around all of the stories in the cricketing world. I'm sure this week's they'll be looking at the first couple of games from this series. Will that be a series that is tied after one? Tied at one after two games? We'll find out tomorrow evening. Join us 7:30 here on TalkSport 2.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The anti-racism stance is taken, and the game is about to get underway. Cottrell to finish. The overball's in! And marches back 4 steps and gives the salute. Holder in. Banton edges! Taken at slip. Poran takes the catch. In he goes to Moeen Ali. Oh, it's a wide ball. Chipped up! Quarter point! Moeen Ali!
Oh, 2020 cricket just turns the game on its head.
Here comes Sheldon Cottrell to Vince's shot. What? Hit it to the covers and he's picked the man out. As he comes in again and balls to Billings and he's outstumped. So that was tremendous bowling there from Akil Hussain. Akil Hussain will start the 11th over. Left arm around the wicket. Dawson pushes. Into the offside. He's going to be run out. He's hitting straight to the fielder. Set off down the pitch and Owen Morgan had no intention of going anywhere. Dawson tried to put the brakes on, ends up in a heap in the middle. Shepherd is in, bowls a cutter. Owen Morgan pushes it straight to Kyron Pollard and his innings is over. I was almost going to say he was put out of his misery there. Owen Morgan had struggled throughout the innings. This one has struck in the air, chance for catch at long off, catch taken. So Fabian Allen does his usual little zits and zama. That's what he calls it. And this time is Jordan, the unlucky man. Holder comes in again and bowls. And this time he's hitting it in the air, out to mid-wicket. Chance for a catch. Catch taken. Here he comes in on bowls to Rashid. And Rashid is bowled him. Holder finishes with 4 for 7. And England have been routed for 103. Mahmood is in. King has flicked this down the leg side. Tamar Mills, the fine leg fielder, is up on the edge of the 30-metre circle. And there's no chance of him being able to cut that one off, and the West Indies are underway with a boundary. That's hit in the air, that's gone, out over long on for Hughes 6. Brandon King getting in on the act. First 6 of the innings for the West Indies. What a way to end the 6th over. It's all 6s here. Adil Rashid is going to bowl the 10th over, hit the 3rd of his evening. And he goes, oh, beat out for an edge, Holmes come forward. Sam Billings appeals for the stumping. Billings is absolutely convinced. And we're not going to need
the third umpire to have a look at that one.
Through extra cover. Beautiful.
49 not out waiting as Mahmood goes in. Plays this to long on. Takes the single and gets himself a 50. It is his second 50 in international at T20. And he comes. Left arm around the wicket. King stays in behind this one, pushes it through point and sets off for one. They touch down. He comes back for a second. And the West Indies have taken a 1-0 lead in this T20 International Series. It's a 5-match series. The West Indies win by 9 wickets.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.